whenever we think or speak of the apostles, we usually have the 12 in mind, the 12 apostles whom Jesus chose at the outset of his ministry. Often these apostles are referred to as the disciples or his disciples, but they were not his only disciples, or for that matter, the only apostles. There was a wide circle of those whom the Master drew to himself. They were, for instance, the other 70 also, whom he appointed and sent two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. We find that in the early church, the apostleship was not restricted to the 12. Although their positions was unique, sometimes we wonder why other saints named in the Gospels and in the book of Acts, who appear to have the necessary qualifications, were not included in the apostles. Men such as Mark, Luke, Stephens, and Philip the Evangelist. I would like to mention a few of the apostles outside of the 12, which in no sense are inferior to the 12. True, there were differences among them, difference due to natural talent, difference due to experience, difference due to spiritual gifts. Just as Peter and John were more distinct than Thaddeus or Simeon the Canaanite, just as Paul stood out greater than Barnabas, the apostles was not a limited circle of officials holding a well-defined position of authority in the church, but a large class of men who discharged the many functions of the ministry. It was on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets that the Christian church was built, with Jesus himself as the foundation and the chief cornerstone. The distinction between the two classes was that while the prophet was God's spokesman to the believing church, the apostles was his ambassadors to the unbelieving world. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 tells us, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith. So I say this, if we have not all come to the unity of the faith, we still need the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, and the pastors, because this is their job, the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. In verse 12, there's a comma between the word saints and for the work of the ministry. Supposing you just left out that comma and read it like this, for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. It gives you a different story when you read it like that. There are some who say that there is no apostles in the church today. And the reason why they say is that no one today qualifies to be an apostle. So what do you say the qualifications are in order to be an apostle? You know what I believe that the qualifications are in order to become an apostle? Is to be called and ordained and appointed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. That was what qualified Paul, the call of Jesus Christ. He told Timothy, I was ordained a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. It was not of man, nor by man, but by the Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.